It's no secret that Homer charter captains are upset about NOAA's new halibut catch share proposal, which would mean a one fish per angler rule in the Gulf of Alaska under most circumstances. At a meeting Tuesday with Senator Mark Begich and NOAA Chief Jane Lubchenco, a large group of them let their feelings be heard. KBBI's Aaron Selbig was at the meeting and files this report.
A crowd of more than 200 people poured into the upstairs meeting room at Homer's Best Western Bidarka Inn Tuesday afternoon. Charter captains, commercial fishermen, Chamber of Commerce members, City Council members, and Mayor Jim Hornaday all were there to hear what the esteemed guests had to say about the complex new proposed halibut catch-sharing plan and what it might mean for Homer's charter fleet.
Okay, folks, one more time, I need your attention. Just in case you do not know how this is going to work.
Chamber Director Monty Davis, who helped coordinate the event, held a 2-inch thick stack of index cards in his hand, each one of them with a handwritten question from the audience.
What impact do you think the implementation of a one fish per angler will have on this and surrounding communities? How will the new limited entry affect the catch sharing plan? This plan is being promoted as a conservation plan. To me, a conservation means no one would be able to catch these fish. Isn't this really just a reallocation of those fish from sport to commercial? How long will Alaskans enjoy a fishery that allows them to provide for their families?
As Senator Mark Begich and NOAA Chief Dr. Jane Lubchenco looked on and took notes, Davis went through just about every question in the pile. Many of them covered the same ground. Was there an adequate study of the possible economic effects of the new rules? Is this an allocation or a conservation issue? Why not wait to see what the effect is of the new limited entry rules for charter halibut vessels? And would it be possible to extend the September 6th deadline for public comment? Lubchenco took a shot at answering questions from the restless, standing room only crowd.
So thank you everybody for those questions. Clearly there are a lot of really challenging issues. I think that it's useful to focus on sort of the historical perspective here. We didn't get into this challenging situation overnight.
Lubchenco cited the 1976 Magnuson-Stevens Act and NOAA's responsibility to end overfishing nationwide, but that was not the answer most of the Homer charter captains wanted to hear.
So if you look at the last few years,
the crowd soon grew a bit more restless, and then Senator Begich jumped in.
Fish wars are a pain in the ass. Okay? Let me just say that very bluntly. And it means there's winners and there's losers.
After public comments are reviewed, the plan will be sent to Secretary of Commerce Gary Locke, who has the power to approve it or send it back to the North Council. Lubchenco reiterated that NOAA's primary goal is to ensure the long-term sustainability of the halibut fishery.
That's not something that economics can affect. That takes a priority because we want a fishery to be able to bring economic benefit down the road.
Begich is chairman of the Senate Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and Coast Guard Subcommittee. He said the committee and the U.S. Senate in general has historically done a bad job of overseeing the effects of their own rulings.
And what I mean by that is we pass these laws or we regulation occurs, and then we go on to some other issue. And then a crisis occurs, and then we all run and scurry around and create some other crisis legislation and hope it all goes away. And then 5 years later, we do the same routine.
Begich promised the Homer crowd that when and if the new halibut catch-sharing plan goes into effect, proper oversight would be conducted. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.